There will be a native subsistence quota for polar bears in Alaska for the first time in nearly four decades. At a meeting in Anchorage this week, a commission that included representatives from the U.S. and Russia set the quota at 58 bears for both countries. The commission was established with a bilateral treaty that was designed to conserve the population of bears who live on both sides of the border. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
High-level government meetings don't usually pack a big emotional punch, but when the polar bear quota decision was finalized after 3 days of talks this week, it was a huge moment for everyone involved.
There were people in the room with tears in their eyes because it has been such a long road to get here.
Rosa Meehan is the Marine Mammals Division Chief with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. She says the quota decision was 20 years in the making.
And to finally get there is tremendous.
The quota will allow a take of 19 female polar bears and 39 males each year from the Chukchi and Bering Sea population. The bears roam between the U.S. and Russia. Biologists know very little about the basic dynamics of the population, but they do know the bears are suffering as the sea ice they depend on retreats. Meehan says a scientific working group recommended a smaller quota of 45 bears. The native representatives proposed 68. She says the negotiations were challenging but productive.
The commission had to balance these different perspectives and weave their way through all of it and come up with a recommendation that meets the treaty standard of a sustainable harvest based on reliable scientific information.
There hasn't been a polar bear quota in Alaska for native subsistence since the Marine Mammal Protection Act passed in 1972. On average, 40 bears from the Chukchi Bering Sea population are harvested each year in the state. In Russia, there's currently no legal harvest of polar bears, although poaching is a problem. Charles Johnson is director of the Alaska Nanook Commission and Alaska's native representative on the four-member treaty commission. He hopes the new quota will help get a handle on poaching in Russia.
It's important that the quota be there, and it's important that it legalizes the take in Chukotka, because presently there's no way to enforce the legal use of polar bears in Chukotka.
Johnson says village representatives on the Nanook Commission are unanimously behind the new quota. He says he hasn't heard any negative reaction from other residents in the region, but he says there will likely be some opposition.
There are ways that people might oppose it, but we haven't seen that yet. And there certainly is going to be some idea that, well, maybe we should rethink this, but that's down the road. I think we're going to live with a quota for a while and see how it works.
Johnson says the idea is to share the quota equally between the two nations. Rosa Meehan with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the logistics of implementing the quota will be challenging. A group of stakeholders will soon begin working out the details of how the quota will be monitored and enforced, but she's confident it will be a success.
There certainly is a strong buy-in to the overall process because the people who are most directly affected by this decision were sitting at the table, part of making the decision. And that aspect, I just can't highlight enough, because that was recognized early on as a key principle necessary to making this happen, and everybody held to that.
Meehan says the quota could be instituted as early as January of next year. The quota doesn't affect the villages of Barrow and Wainwright, where Alaska's Beaufort Sea polar bear population lives, but those communities already follow a voluntary quota system. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.